here is your 7-day National Weather Service forecast for Furnas and Gosper counties, including Beaver City, Elwood, and Edison. Today, sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Northwest winds, around 10 miles per hour, then becoming 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, clear. Lows in the mid-20s. East winds, around 10 miles per hour in the evening, then becoming light. Thursday, sunny, warmer. Highs in the mid-60s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Thursday night, clear. Not as cool. Lows in the mid-30s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Friday, sunny, warmer. Highs in the mid-70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 20 miles per hour. Friday night, clear. Lows around 40. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Saturday night, clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 50s. Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. At 6 o'clock a.m., at Ben Nelson Regional Airport at McCook, it was clear. The temperature was 20, with a dew point of 12, and the relative humidity at 71%. The wind was west, at 5 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.37 inches, and rising. At Lexington Jim Kelly Field, it was clear. The temperature was 21, with a dew point of 15, and the relative humidity at 78%. The wind was west, at 7 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.37 inches, and rising. Elsewhere across southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas, it was clear, with a temperature of 18 at North Platte, 21 at Imperial, 22 at Hill City, and 23 at Good Lun. It was fair, with a temperature of 23 at Norton, and 24 at Oberlin. Across south-central Nebraska, it was clear. It was 27 at Holdridge, 24 at Kearney, and 26 at Hastings. In central and western Nebraska, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 19 at Ord, 17 at Valentine, and 17 at Sidney. In eastern Nebraska, it was clear. It was 30 at Omaha, 30 at Lincoln, and 25 at Norfolk. In Kansas, it was clear, with a temperature of 28 at Dodge City, and 30 at Topeka. At Wichita, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 36. And elsewhere around the region, it was clear. It was 27 at Denver, 22 at Cheyenne, 11 at Rapid City, 34 at Kansas City, and 29 at Des Moines. Again, at 6 o'clock a.m. near the listening area, it was clear. It was 20 at McCook, 21 at Lexington, and 22 at Hill City, Kansas. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. For today and tonight, a red flag warning for low relative humidity and gusty northwest winds is in effect this afternoon and early evening for most of the outlook area. Please refer to the latest red flag warning message for more information. Locations just outside of the red flag warning include Polk and York counties in Nebraska, and Rooks, Osborne, and Mitchell counties in Kansas. These locations just outside of the warning will have at least near critical fire weather conditions this afternoon and early evening. And now the extended outlook for the period Thursday through Tuesday. Near critical fire weather conditions are possible for portions of the outlook area both Thursday and Friday. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight, but reports of any wildfires are greatly appreciated. The current time is 6:47 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Here is the latest weather summary for south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. Temperatures early this morning bottomed out in the low to mid-20s across most of our coverage area, serving as a meteorological reminder that it is still too early in the spring to get overly excited about exposing sensitive vegetation to the elements. That being said, one of the main highlights of our official 7-day forecast is actually a rather notable warm-up that starts getting underway tomorrow, before peaking over the weekend into early next week. Unfortunately, This warm-up will be accompanied by breezy to windy conditions, especially through Friday, which in combination with dry air will promote continued fire danger. Precipitation-wise, our entire 7-day forecast is currently dry, and confidence is quite high that it will stay this way through at least Sunday afternoon. However, there are subtle signs that at least spotty rainfall could try developing somewhere near the region Sunday evening, so this will bear watching in later forecasts. Taking a closer look specifically at the next 4 days, and starting with today, honestly it will be nearly a repeat of yesterday in many ways. This means seasonably cold temperatures in the upper 40s to mid-50s, accompanied by very breezy northwest winds gusting at least 25 to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, the winds again die off, promoting another round of sub-freezing temperatures. On Thursday it will be fairly breezy again, but this time out of the south, allowing temperatures to jump about 10 degrees higher than today, topping out a few degrees either side of 60. Friday brings about another 10-degree bump, with highs reaching the low 70s most areas, but not without another round of gusty south winds. Finally, Saturday looks like an absolutely spectacular early April weather day, as not only are temperatures expected to reach the upper 70s, but winds will really back off for a change. This is a red flag warning message for the following counties in Nebraska, Furnas, and Gosper. The National Weather Service in Hastings has issued a red flag warning for wind and low relative humidity, which is in effect from 1 p.m. this afternoon to 8 p.m. this evening. Winds, northwest 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Relative humidity, as low as 18%. Impacts, any fires that ignite may spread rapidly and exhibit extreme fire behavior. Use extreme caution if engaging in activities that could lead to fire ignition. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring now, or will shortly. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. Repeating, a red flag warning has been issued from 1 p.m. until 8 p.m. for the following counties in Nebraska, Furnas, and Gosper. The Lexington Climate Summary for yesterday, March 30th, 2021. Yesterday's high temperature was 49 degrees. Yesterday's low temperature was 28 degrees. No precipitation fell yesterday. Yesterday the maximum wind observed was 23 miles an hour from the north. The highest wind gust observed was 35 miles per hour from the north. Sunrise today is at 7:24 a.m. and sunset is at 8:03 p.m. The Muckhook Climate Summary for yesterday, March 30th, 2021. Yesterday's high temperature was 52 degrees. This high was 7 degrees below the normal high of 59. Yesterday's low temperature was 27 degrees. This low was 1 degree below the normal low of 28. No precipitation fell yesterday. Yesterday the maximum wind observed was 25 miles an hour from the northwest. The highest wind gust observed was 40 miles per hour from the northwest. The normal high temperature for today is 59 degrees, and the normal low is 29. Sunrise today is at 7:27 a.m. and sunset is at 8:06 p.m. The Hill City Climate Summary for yesterday, March 30th, 2021. Yesterday's high temperature was 54 degrees. This high was 6 degrees below the normal high of 60. Yesterday's low temperature was 27 degrees. This low was 5 degrees below the normal low of 32. No precipitation fell yesterday. Yesterday the maximum wind observed was 28 miles an hour from the north. The highest wind gust observed was 38 miles per hour from the north. The normal high temperature for today is 61 degrees, and the normal low is 32. Sunrise today is at 7:25 a.m. and sunset is at 8:03 p.m. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station KEC39, operating on a frequency of 162.525 MHz from tower facilities near Cambridge, Nebraska, and is a result of a joint effort headed by Furnas County Emergency Management, with cooperation from Red Willow and Furnas Counties, Pinpoint Communications, and the Southwest RC&D. This station provides routine and critical weather information for 4 counties in Nebraska and 2 in Kansas. Frontier, Furnas, Gosper, Red Willow, Decatur, and Norton. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, Nebraska, proudly serving south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas.